Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Your fellow frontrunner, Herman Cain, is facing a lot of questions, a firestorm of questions these days related to his time at the National Restaurant Association. His accuser was on Good Morning America, and she said that he is unfit to be president until he tells the truth. Do you agree?
These are serious allegations, George, and they're going to have to be addressed seriously. I don't have any counsel for Herman Cain or for his campaign. They'll have to take their own counsel on this, but anytime there's an accuser that comes forward with charges of this nature, you recognize this is a very serious matter and it should be taken seriously.
So if they're true, they'd be disqualifying?
I'm not going to say more than that. I don't want to suppose truth or lack of truth. I just think that it's important to recognize that a number of women have come forward with concerns. This woman's charges are particularly disturbing and they're serious.
That's Mitt Romney talking to George Stephanopoulos about how serious the sexual harassment allegations are against Herman Cain. And that's where we get started this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. From ABC, Jonathan Carl talks to Herman Cain. Cain continues to say there's no truth to any of the accusations that have been leveled against him.
Obviously, major developments. Once again, there's another accuser out there accusing you of sexual harassment, serious charges. Mm-hmm. This time, the accuser actually has come out publicly.
Yes.
She has a name.
Mm-hmm.
I would like you to respond, if you would, to these latest charges.
I would be delighted. First of all, sexual harassment is a very serious charge. Throughout my career, I have had nothing but the utmost respect for any and all women, as well as those that have worked under my leadership in all of the different companies that I have worked. I can categorically say I have never acted inappropriately with anyone, period. And as far as these latest charges, I don't even remember. I reject all of those charges. How can I defend charges when I don't remember this person by name? I don't remember that she did work at the Education Foundation. And when I first saw her, I didn't even recognize her. But the big point is, I have never acted inappropriately with anyone. The second point that I would like to make, we as voters have long hoped that we would get a businessman instead of a politician in order to help fix America's problems. Well, I am that businessman. I'm not going to let these accusations, which are baseless, bogus, and false, stop me. And I don't believe the American people are going to allow these kinds of accusations to derail me in terms of my quest for the White House. And then one final point. You know, to constantly be chasing anonymous accusers, baseless accusations, is a distraction from the big issues we ought to be talking about. And because they are baseless, because I reject them, and in this particular case, I don't even know who this lady is, it's a distraction from the things we ought to talk about, which is this economy, energy independence, cutting spending, as well as getting this nation back on track.
So in this case, though, it's not anonymous, right?
It's Sharon Vialuk.
She's come out. You've heard her accusations. I mean,
yes.
But let's be clear. You're saying that she is lying about this.
Yes. I am saying that, you know, in as nice a way as I can. I don't know any other way to say it, because I would first have to recognize who she is.
You don't remember having drinks with her back in 97? You don't remember giving her a ride in your car?
No. I reject all accusations. I don't remember that. And also, I don't remember knowing her. Look, the National Restaurant Association has an office in Washington, D.C., as it did then. It has the foundation office and the convention office in Chicago, as it does now. We had about 150 employees in the Washington office and about 150 employees in the Chicago office. There were a lot of people there. Most of the people, some of them I would remember, but remember, I didn't have interaction with the people in Chicago on a regular basis, mm-hmm. only during that part of the year when we had our convention. And so when I first saw this lady do the press conference with Gloria Allred, I sat there trying to recall who she was and if I knew her. And I am honestly telling you, I can't even recall knowing her back then.
Herman Cain says he doesn't remember the most recent accuser at all, yet one talk host saw them together just a few months ago. That's up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck. Strike one!
Strike? That thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three! You're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the Master Prostate Formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. Free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now. 800-716-6520.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
Hi, I'm Angela Brawley with WellPoint. It's a sad fact that millions of babies are born too soon each year. The problem is big, but that shouldn't stop us. Together with the March of Dimes, we're helping moms in our community get the care they need to have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Help us raise awareness to give more babies a healthy start in life. Learn and do more at marchofdimes.com.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You're like most people, you're probably holding off until Black Friday to start your holiday shopping.
The countdown has begun.
Well, then you're already behind.
What?
Rent-A-Center's pre-Black Friday sale is going on right now.
Oh, man.
Get to Rent-A-Center and beat the holiday rush for amazing pre-Black Friday deals on Sony smart TVs and Acer laptops. But you better hurry.
Out of my way!
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Talk Radio in Review. We are focused on Herman Cain, the presidential race from Fox. Megyn Kelly talks to host Amy Jacobson, who says she saw Herman Cain talking to Sharon Bialik, the fourth woman to accuse him of sexual harassment, at a Tea Party conference in Chicago a month or two ago.
You were there at this conservative conference and saw this woman go up to Herman Cain. First of all, how do you remember that? And second of all, tell us what you saw.
Well, I remember it because we were with her prior to his arrival, and she kept asking, is he here yet? Is he coming yet? Will you let me know when he's here? We know her through radio sales. She's, you know, worked at several stations in the Chicago area, so we knew who she was. And when we went backstage, she kind of bum-rushed me, Megan, because I was trying to get a picture with him for Twitter and for Facebook. And she hugged him for a few seconds and then grabbed his arm and started whispering in his ear. And it became very tense, so I took a few steps back and went, okay, and looked at other people like, what's going on here? And she talked to him for a while, and he didn't say anything, but he was going, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then she walked out, and he walked up on stage.
Did she look upset, or did he look upset?
No, she's got a very bubbly personality and maybe flirtatious by nature. So she looked determined, Megan. She was very determined to talk to him, and she was hell-bent on making sure she had private time with him, and that was a perfect place because nobody else was around and we weren't going to interrupt their conversation.
Could you tell whether he looked jarred by whatever it was that she was whispering in his ear?
He didn't react at all. He was stone-faced, and he just went, mm-hmm, Mm-hmm. And for some reason, I mean, she had told me prior to this that she and her boyfriend had met him in 1997 at an after party for a National Restaurant Association event, and that they went upstairs to his hotel room with a group of people. She never made any disparaging remarks about him or never said anything to me like, I need to talk to him. But she was not going to, she really wanted to know when he was going to arrive at TCON.
When she was done with that exchange, did she say anything about the exchange to you? And how did her demeanor appear at that point?
She rushed off and went into the crowd to listen to him speak. She didn't say a word.
Hmm.
And she seemed, she was determined. She seemed a little agitated, but she went off into the crowd.
That's interesting. I mean, that's the first we've heard that she, when they greeted, she gave him a hug. We'd heard that, I think she had said earlier she shook his hand, but it seemed like a cordial greeting at least before the ear whisper
yeah.
took place.
Well, she needed to corner him so that we weren't around so she could have her moment with him.
Here are our hosts, Marjorie Egan and Jim Browdy, talking to John King about the way Herman Cain has been responding to the allegations.
What happens? Can he fix this? This is very damning, these allegations that came out yesterday from named women in great gory detail. What can Herman Cain do?
Can he fix it? Possibly. The American people are pretty forgiving. This is different. If you remember, you know, Bill Clinton went on 60 Minutes after Jennifer Flowers. His wife sat next to him.
Right.
One thing we haven't seen is Herman Cain's wife in this campaign to either say, I don't believe it, or I forgive it, or just as a character witness in some capacity. If you watched him, he was on Jimmy Kimmel, and he said that he watched this woman, Sharon Bialik is her name, and there was steam coming out of his ears because he says it's all false. Yeah, even if it's all false, I think he has to be very careful about his language. His campaign team has been rather brutal in criticizing her.
Yes.
And I think that their tone here, they need to, if this didn't happen, they need to rebut the facts, rebut her story with facts and evidence, but they need to do it calmly because now his tone matters as much as the substance of what he's saying.
But John King, you've interviewed him. I've only seen him from afar. I don't see that he has that in him. I don't even mean that critically. He's a bold, sort of bodacious kind of guy. I have not seen the softer side where he has the ability to say, listen, while this is all untrue, obviously it's a troubled person. And I just don't see that as part of the Herman Cain arsenal. Am I wrong?
If he doesn't have humility or if he can't fake humility, then he's not going to be the Republican nominee for president. And I don't mean that to criticize him. I think his campaign has not handled this well. I think he has not handled this well. That doesn't mean he can't recover. But you need to be able to deal with things like this, whether it's fair or not. Some people out there are listening saying Herman Cain's being, you know, railroaded, that none of this is true. It's all a smear campaign. Other people probably believe all or most of it. Being president is 24/7 crisis management. It's not fair. Some of the things that happen to you aren't fair. Some of the things that are said about you in this 24/7 blogosphere society are not fair. You have to learn to deal with it. Look at our current president, whether we want to go through, you know, the birther debate or anything else. You know, some of that stuff wasn't fair. Some of it he didn't handle very well. But eventually, he knocked down a couple times. How you get up matters to people. You know, a lot of people liked Bill Clinton, even though they were repulsed by his personal behavior. They thought, God, boy, this guy's tough. He doesn't quit. He hangs in there. Herman Cain has a chance to be that person, but not if he treats everybody who speaks ill of him as some sort of a jerk.
Well, you know, one of the things about Herman Cain that I find troubling, if you buy his politics, is that he obviously knew some of this stuff was coming forward. He certainly knew about the woman that settled for $45,000 at the Restaurant Association, the woman who settled for $35,000. Those are not insignificant moments in somebody's life. And I don't know how we had a guy who ran for office in Massachusetts who put out his whole curriculum vitae of every mistake he made, from parking tickets to allegations of sexual harassment, but at least it gets them out on the table. The fact that Herman Cain didn't anticipate this is troubling, I guess, in terms of his skills as a politician.
And I would also say the skills of the team around him. They don't like me much because I'm hard on them, but this sounds harsher than I mean it. So if you go back to the old Christmas specials, Herman Cain's staff is the island of misfit toys. These guys have been cast away from other campaigns, or they've done controversial things, and they're a bunch of guys who, you know, look, sometimes attitude helps you. You know, I was just listening to Hank Reed, the Red Sox headlines. You know, the Red Sox could have used a better attitude last time. Attitude helps sometimes. But the Cain campaign is all attitude. We're right, you're wrong, we're going to bulldoze through you, and we're going to teach you a lesson.
Up next, we move to another sex scandal. This one isn't even in politics. That's next here on the Talk Radio Review.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla.
For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk radio and talk television in the focus here. The yak includes the sex scandal that's rocking Penn State. Here's host Dave Bloomquist, who broke down the latest on the scandal, where former Penn State defensive coordinator Jerry Sandusky has been accused of molesting children, and so far, at least 2 administrators have stepped down after it was revealed they knew this was going on.
At the moment, former Penn State defensive coordinator Jerry Sandusky accused of molesting 8 boys. Pennsylvania Attorney General Linda Kelly seems to think there might be more, and during an afternoon press conference yesterday, she urged anybody with knowledge of potential sexual misconduct by Sandusky to come forward. The school's athletic director, Tim Curley, school administrator Gary Schultz, stepping down after being charged Saturday with perjury and failure to report to authorities what they knew of the allegations made. Curley will go on administrative leave. Schultz will retire. Meanwhile, longtime head football coach Joe Paterno is also coming under fire after it was revealed that a graduate student told him in 2002 that he saw Sandusky sodomizing a young boy in the shower. State Police Commissioner Frank Noonan said Paterno may have fulfilled his legal requirement to report the suspected abuse, but somebody has to question about what I would consider, this is the officer speaking, the moral requirements for a human being that knows of sexual things that are taking place with a child. Prosecutors, as of right now, are saying that Joe Paterno is not a target of the investigation.
Host Bob Connors talking to State College Sports Talk host Corey Geiger about local reaction to the scandal that could spell the end of Joe Paterno's career.
What are the locals saying? What are the students saying about this?
Everybody's furious. Everybody's angry and frustrated and just pissed off about the whole thing. This is the way it works in life. A few people's bad decisions bring shame on a large group of people and bring shame on a great university like Penn State. So some bad decisions were made. Some people did not handle this appropriately in 2002. And here we are 9 years later, and it's a national scandal.
What about Joe Pa? Did he do the job he was supposed to do by turning it in?
Absolutely not. Joe Paterno did not meet his full responsibilities as a human being. Maybe he's safe legally, but morally, there's absolutely no way that Joe Paterno should have been able to just pass it along to his athletic director and wash his hands of the situation. He should have seen it through. Joe Paterno, again, he's legally safe here, but from a moral standpoint, it's a shame. He handled it poorly. He's going to meet the media. We don't know exactly what he's going to say or how much he's going to talk about all of this, but I strongly believe he needs to stand up there and say he handled it badly. He wishes he could have done things differently. He should have been more involved. And if he doesn't come out and say that, then I think that the national media pressure is just going to continue to intensify. And I already think this will be Joe's last season, but boy, he at least needs to try to get out in front of this a little bit today.
So where is Jerry Sandusky?
He is still at home. He is out on bail, and he is at his home near State College.
Okay. Well, he has certainly disappeared, which is what you would do, just disappear, stay away.
Yep.
But he is too hot to handle, and Joe will have his press conference. If he gets a question he doesn't want to answer, doesn't want to hear, is he likely to get up and walk out?
Generally, when we're just talking about football things, he controls the room. If he doesn't want to answer a question, he doesn't. He just moves on. Today, Penn State sent out a release last night saying that the primary focus of the press conference is going to be on the football game. Well, good luck with that. There's going to be 100 media people in attendance from all around the country. They didn't come to State College, Pennsylvania, to talk about the Nebraska Cornhuskers or Penn State quarterback competition. They came here to get to the bottom and to get Joe Paterno to talk about this scandal. And whether he wants to answer the questions or not, you know, ultimately he'll make that decision. But he's going to get asked questions, and he's going to get asked tough questions. And I would just think it would be unbelievably foolish for him to sit up there and try to avoid those questions. He needs to make sure that he understands the gravity of the situation. This will be the toughest day of Joe Paterno's career. And if he doesn't address this in some way, shape, or form and admit some mea culpa for his actions in 2002, then nothing's going to change. People are just going to continue to pile on about the mishandling.
Up next, we move to the latest from the occupiers. That's up next on the Talk Radio Review.
For extra savings at the PetSmart Veterans Day sale. You'll find great deals when you use your Pet Perks card. Save 30% on all Top Paw dog beds and save up to 30% on all pet holiday brand products like toys, treats, and apparel. Plus, save 50% on select tropical fish. Don't miss these Veterans Day deals and more. Wednesday through Tuesday only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offers valid November 9th through the 15th.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7999. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
I like my insurance like I like my burrito, with everything rolled into one. Was in a state of craving, amigo, till my agent showed me how it's done. He wrapped up my auto, my home, and my life. The discounts I'm getting are great. Everything good, right there on one plate. Head to a better state, State Farm.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Halfway through this hour of the countdown, Doug Steffen with a welcome back in from our countdown affiliate, KFAV in Omaha. Host Gary Saddlemeyer talks to Jim Morrison from Occupy Omaha about what the protesters are hoping to accomplish.
A lot of people are really curious about this. What do you folks hope to accomplish specifically with this protest?
Well, the hope is to draw issue or to draw attention to the issues that are at hand, that our government has been corrupted by corporate interests. The politicians that are involved in our political system are often bought off by these large corporations such as Goldman Sachs and other large corporations through campaign finance. So one big thing that we agree upon is that there should be campaign finance reform that stops these large corporations from putting our politicians in their pocket, per se, and being able to control their vote instead of who they should actually be voting for, which is the people.
Okay, but the message, I mean, these protests have been going on for, a couple of months or more now, and that message has been widely received. I'm just curious what you're going to be out there in tents in Omaha and other cities. What is going to be accomplished by this? Do you have anything specific? I mean, and what's the end game? What's the exit strategy?
I think what I said was very specific. I mean, we want the end of corporate personhood. We want a separation of corporate and state, and we plan to accomplish this by building a dialogue, by being able to have a community outside the government forms that we've had, because they obviously aren't working. Our government's so corrupt that the people don't have a voice. So when we try to accomplish our goals within the normal bounds of the government system, our voices have been silenced.
Of course, Jim, you know, you do have a voice. It's an election every 2 years for federal offices, every 4 years for the president, and every 6 years for members of the United States Senate. But are you suggesting that people should, that we should not have the stock market, that we should not have Wall Street investments? Is there, if you could paint a picture of perfection, what would it be?
I'm not saying that we should not have those things. I'm saying those things are corrupted and have been misused due to corporate greed and the interests of a very small percentage of the United States of America.
Here's host Victoria Taft with Dan Sandini, who filmed some of the Occupy Portland protests as they assaulted a local television news crew.
Have you been able to determine who else was there and getting right in the faces of a reporter and photographer for Channel 8?
No, I don't have names of any of those folks yet. Usually there's a phase of getting the video, and then I usually try and do some investigative journalism. Like, it took me quite a while to find Sam Gibson, who is the guy who gave me the profanity-laced tirade. He is the as near as I can tell, he is the head of the media down there. And in that video that I put up before, you can actually hear that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I say, "You're the head of the media here," and he says, yeah, mm-hmm. That's right. That's what he says to me. So Sam Gibson is the guy who pushed and shoved me after the Michael Moore thing, mm-hmm. and then also gave me the profanity-laced tirade, and then in a veiled threat, thinly veiled threat, threatened to throw me under a bus. Okay, I'm going to come out and say that. Okay,
well, he said it. Yeah, he says, "I hope you don't get thrown under a bus after they just tried to do it to a cop."
Yeah, I want to hear Occupy Portland come out and disavow that guy, okay, and say that we don't stand for that, that we don't endorse that kind of behavior of pushing police officers in front of buses, and then using as an example for anybody who happens to come down and question them politically. That's the kind of civil discourse you get out of those people. So, the short answer there is, Victoria, I do not know the names of any of the folks that were down there yet. That's what I will say.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I'd like to get a few names of these folks because I'd like to find out somehow if they're on the public dole at all. Are they getting jobless benefits for sitting on their butts not looking for a job? Are they getting free food stamps from the hardworking taxpayers of the state of Oregon? Were they getting food stamps and they're still getting free food from food pantries that should be feeding the hungry? And there they are down at Occupy Portland. So.
Well, you know, in that same vein, Victoria, I mean, look at the video that you blogged. I mean, you're right on top of it. Look at the video that you blogged the other day of these guys playing chess during the call to arms. You know, I mean, where are those guys getting their money from? And is there a real sense of urgency to whatever cause it is these people purport to stand for down there when they can just sit there and play chess while the rest of the crew goes off to protest whatever it is? You know, it's mind-boggling what's going on down there.
How about we go to the Middle East for a conversation about Iran, their nuclear program, and the problems with Israel? That's next here on the Talk Countdown.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You're like most people. You're probably holding off until Black Friday to start your holiday shopping.
The countdown has begun.
Well, then you're already behind.
What?
Rent-A-Center's pre-Black Friday sale is going on right now.
Oh, man.
Get to Rent-A-Center and beat the holiday rush for amazing pre-Black Friday deals on Sony smart TVs and Acer laptops. But you better hurry.
Out of my way!
Rent-A-Center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
What do you love?
Women. Grass. Dirt. Dirty river smell.
Coated chicken baked in the oven.
But what do I love the most? I love my Lord.
That's a lot of love, and it's just a few voices from Life in a Day, the amazing YouTube documentary that collects videos from ordinary people around the world. What does this guy love?
This is a Lamborghini.
Life in a Day is now on home video. Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand on cable weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. Jason Bateman and Ryan Reynolds switch bodies in The Change-Up. Steve Carell tries to win back Julianne Moore in Crazy Stupid Love. And Ralph Fiennes wreaks havoc in Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grownups. I'm Bill Newcott.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
Hi, this is Ed Krell, Chief Executive Officer of Destination Maternity. It's a sad fact that each year, thousands of babies here at home and millions more worldwide are born too soon. The problem is big, but that shouldn't stop us. Together with the March of Dimes, we're helping moms in our community get the care they need to have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Help us raise awareness of this crisis and put an end to premature birth for good. Learn and do more at marchofdimes.com.
What's going on in Iran? Let's find out. Here's Fox News host Jenna Lee with John Bolton, the former U.S. ambassador to the U.N., about the watchdog group that's been sounding alarm bells about Iran's quest for nuclear weaponry.
Is it a puppet of the United States?
Well, if only. In fact, though, its new director general, Japanese citizen Yukio Amano, has been much more forthright in describing in IAEA documents exactly what Iran is up to. And I think that's helpful because it shows the rest of the world that Iran's progress toward nuclear weapons is very serious.
Where do you think they are in that pursuit right now, Iran?
Well, I think they're very close to it. It's hard to give an exact estimate because we have to be honest, there's a lot going on inside Iran we do not have intelligence on. So when you hear people confidently predict it's 18 months away, I'm not that confident. And that's why I think this speculation about a potential Israeli strike is real, because I don't think there's much time left.
Let's talk about what you say are two alternatives. You see at this time, regardless of what really the report is saying, based on the information we're getting from that part of the world, what are those two alternatives?
Well, the most likely outcome right now is that Iran gets nuclear weapons. They've been at it for 20 years, despite the famous 2007 national intelligence estimate that our intelligence agency said they had stopped the weaponization program. Clearly, they did not. So right now, they're close and getting closer. The only alternative now is the potential for a preemptive military strike against their nuclear weapons program, either by the United States or by Israel. Diplomacy has failed. Sanctions have failed. Other steps like the Stuxnet virus have failed. We are down to two very unattractive options.
Why do you see that now, at this moment in time, and maybe not 6 or 12 months ago? Or 6 to 12 months in the future?
Well, I would have preferred to avoid the risk of Iran actually getting nuclear weapons by seeing a preemptive strike much earlier.
From Israel?
From Israel or from the United States. It's obviously not going to happen from the Obama administration, which is why the spotlight is now on Israel.
When you say preemptive strike, though, are you talking about a full war Iran and Israel?
No, talking about airstrikes against certain key facilities, their uranium conversion facility at Esfahan, their uranium enrichment facility at Natanz. We know where they are. Natanz is buried, but we know exactly what its dimensions are. The Israelis could destroy those two facilities. Honestly, the United States could do a lot better job, which is why I think we should help the Israelis. But in any event, risky proposition for Israel if they have to go it alone.
I was talking to Jim Walsh last week. He's an MIT professor, obviously studied the Middle East extensively, and he said that there's an old adage in the Mideast that says one should worry when Israel is quiet, not when it's talking. So is this posturing by Israel, or do you think this is really happening, that they are actively planning a strategy to preemptively strike Iran?
I think they are planning a strategy, but I don't think it's the Israeli government that's really trying to do the talking. I think this flurry of news reports has come from leaks inside the Israeli government by people who are opposed to the strike, who are trying to create an environment where it's not possible to go forward. And to an extent, they've succeeded. You have the Russian foreign minister saying a military solution is unacceptable. The French foreign minister today said the same thing, putting pressure on Israel not to take military action.
action.
But you think they should?
I think they don't have any choice unless they're prepared to see a nuclear Iran.
Talk host Trey Ware here with national security expert KT McFarland. They talk about French President Sarkozy being overheard telling President Obama he thinks Prime Minister Netanyahu is a liar.
Your thoughts.
Well, a couple of things. First of all, let's unpack what all this means.
Okay.
If the President of the United States and the President of France don't like a foreign leader, tough luck. You know, get over it. You've all got to deal with each other, because if you don't, the world is really headed to even more trouble than we're already in. Secondly, how close is Iran to getting nukes? This thing has been debated for years and years and years, but it now appears that with the UN report, they in fact are very close. Now, what do you need for a nuclear weapon? You need three things. You need enriched uranium. You know, you need the fuel. And we know, and we have independent confirmation, that they have been enriching uranium, and they now probably have enough to make at least one, maybe more, nuclear bombs. Okay, the second thing you need is a delivery system. What do you do with that bomb once you make it? How do you get it to your enemy? Well, in the case of Iran, they'll need missiles. We know, and we have independent confirmation, that they have tested those missiles. Those missiles could reach Israel for sure. They could reach parts of Eastern Europe. They could certainly reach U.S. forces in the entire Middle East region. Okay, the third thing they need is the tough one. That's the one that's the blueprint that pulls it all together. You don't just put a pile of uranium on top of a missile and have a nuclear weapon. It's a very sophisticated mechanism to get it to detonate at the right time, to get it to be small enough to be on the top of a missile. And that's what this UN report says. This UN report says that with the help of a Russian scientist and with a Pakistani scientist, that they seem to have gotten that technology. That means they're very close. Now, what does that mean to us? You know, why do we care? Can't reach us, right? Well, we care for a couple of reasons, because Israel cares. If Israel decides that their existence is threatened, if Iran has nuclear weapons, they could well attack Iran. Now, what does that mean? How does that involve us? It means that Israel attacks Iran. Maybe they are successful in eliminating the nuclear sites. Maybe they're not. But what it does mean is Iran retaliates. And there is probably a greater war in the Middle East, because Iran retaliates against Israel. Other countries get sucked into the mix. You have a regional Middle East war. And that's bad for us because of oil. It's bad for us because we'll get involved, or we won't get involved. That's bad for us, too.
KT,
but on the other hand, if Iran gets nukes, everybody gets nukes in the Middle East.
From affiliate WDEL in Wilmington, Alan Laudell talks to CBS Middle East correspondent Robert Berger about Israel's reaction to the Sarkozy comment.
What has been the Israeli reaction to the story bursting open?
Well, no comment from the Israeli Prime Minister's office. I think the Israelis are not interested in getting into a public tiff over this matter, but obviously I think it probably does some harm to Israeli-French relations, although I suppose people aren't particularly surprised by this either. I mean, Netanyahu, it's been long known that President Obama is not particularly sympathetic toward Netanyahu, so it's probably not surprising that other Western leaders have the same view. You know, Netanyahu is considered a right-winger, maybe a hard-liner on the settlement issue and the issue of territory for peace and so on.
And meanwhile, of course, of existential importance to Israelis, this IAEA finding that foreign expertise has brought Iran to a threshold of nuclear capability. But at the same time, I guess there's been debate within Israel as to whether Israeli officials were wrong to let the internal debate come out in the press and all. And you've had a bit of a debate among Israelis about all this.
It's been a very hot debate since it came out that Netanyahu and the defense minister, Ehud Barak, had been pushing for support for an Israeli preemptive strike on Iran's nuclear facilities. There's been a lot of criticism that this whole thing got into the public forum. All I can say is it's been a really hot issue, and it remains one, especially with the release of this report. And, you know, the question of whether Israel will eventually resort to force. It's in the news every day, and even the defense minister today talking about what were the consequences of an Israeli attack would be as far as missile strikes on Israel.
All right, let's see if we have time for a reaction to the Conrad Murray verdict. That's up next here on The Countdown.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Lots of talk on radio, television, all over the new media. A lot of people on Facebook talking about the verdict in the Conrad Murray trial. From CNN, Jane Valdez Mitchell talks to Dr. Alon Steinberg, whose testimony during the trial may have been the most damaging evidence heard against Michael Jackson's doctor.
This is the first time you are talking about this case, about this extraordinary trial, about your testimony that most people conclude is what put Dr. Murray away, because you took extremely complicated medical testimony and you boiled it down to people terms that the jury and, by extension, those watching at home could understand. Your reaction, first of all, to this verdict.
Well, I think the jury decided the right thing and the proper thing. So I'm happy that my testimony helped out in convicting Dr. Murray.
What do you think this says to the doctor feel-goods of the world, the ones who are doing medicine as a money-making enterprise as opposed to a calling?
I think most doctors are doing it for a calling. I think that's a rare doctors of what Conrad Murray does. I review a lot of cases for the Board of California, and I've never seen such an extreme deviation from the standard of care. But I think it's actually a win for patient safety, but also a win for doctors. It just puts us on notice that we need to practice within the right boundaries of medicine. And it's already helped me in practice. Sometimes, just as you said, patients get medications from multiple doctors. I'm a cardiologist, but sometimes patients say, hey, you know, ran out of my Ambien. I don't have a follow-up with my primary for a while, or my back hurts. I need some Percocet. And this gives me some ammunition. So, you know, you really need to seek a specialist in that part of your medical care.
Michael's dermatologist, Dr. Arnie Klein, believes that Michael Jackson was totally addicted to propofol. Listen to this.
So he had problems with the propofol many times that I intervened, and I told him it was terribly dangerous, and he just had this.
Dr. Arnie Klein said that he thought Michael Jackson was totally addicted to propofol, that he had tried to do 3 interventions. Dr. Steinberg, that means that other doctors out there were giving Michael Jackson propofol, that Dr. Conrad Murray wasn't the only one. Does that horrify you?
It's really scary. And part of that probably set up why Dr. Murray used it, because Michael Jackson knew so much about. He said, oh, all these other doctors gave it. It's not a big deal. And it probably helped convince Dr. Murray to do it also. In fact, in his testimony, there was another doctor that basically showed and taught Conrad Murray about how to give it overnight and used his office initially. And then Conrad Murray more or less learned how to do it and continued to do it, thinking it's not a big deal because all these other doctors are doing it. But as my mother said, just because everyone's jumping off a bridge, you should.
Talk Peter Tilden with legal correspondent Royal Oaks about how quickly Conrad Murray was taken away to jail.
I've never seen a land speed record of a guy getting cuffed.
You know, it was so weird because the judge starts to talk, and he's saying, you know, I'm going to remand you to custody. Well, the sheriffs are standing there, and they're like, oh, automatic. I mean, it's like a Pavlovian thing. We're going to go in and cuff him. And the judge kept talking because he had a couple of more points to make. And the judge actually, I don't know if you noticed this, Peter, the judge actually said to the guys, no, you don't have to do it.
Slow it down, dudes.
Yeah, but the cuffs were already on the way.
It was hilarious.
And they would not be stopped. They were like robots. I mean, they
unreal.
There was no off switch.
Lindsay Lohan gets to walk and show her how do you do to Playboy. But Murray is like, can't even stand up. He can't even go to the bathroom. It's what? Really?
I don't think Playgirl would really be interested in cutting a deal with Dr. Murray. So there's no parallel there.
You never know. I disagree with you. I think the guy is a flight risk. I think he's getting away from those five women.
He probably is getting a lot of hassle from them. But, you know, it's funny that a lot of people figured, well, you know, what's Dr. Murray going to do? Is he really a public safety risk? Is he going to run around Pershing Square poking people with the propofol needle? And yet, you know, the doctor said, yeah, he's a public safety risk because he's just been convicted of a homicide crime.
I think what you do is within weeks he's in Grenada sitting by, he's getting a hat, facial surgery from Dr. Klein, getting out of there.
And that was the other thing the judge pointed out. He says, this guy has some contacts outside of California.
Thank you.
You know, he didn't mention the Vegas clinic and the Houston clinic. He didn't mention the Grenada school and growing up in the Caribbean, but you know, that's certainly a possibility, and now we're told he's on suicide watch. So, no, not the best of days for Conrad Murray, and I think it's very admirable that you have not said, I told you so.
Why would I say that? I left it to you.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't say slam dunk, but boy, it seemed it.
All right, you want to know more about what's going on in the world of talk radio? Check out the Talk Radio Countdown Show section. It's prominently located right at the top of DougStephan.com.